Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Caesars Sportsbook First Take as we gear up for Week 13 action. Saints are playing at the Miami Dolphins, but we got plenty of other things, pokers in the fire, as you would say. We're going on with Tulane head coaching news and also the big one with LSU football expecting to land Lane Kiffin as the next head coach of the Bayou Bengals. To help us break all that down, a man that knows plenty about LSU football, does all the pregame and also some postgame stuff with him, Mike Dettillier, NFL and college football analyst, joining us now here on WWL. Appreciate the time, Mike. It was a wild one yesterday, and we're still waiting on answers.
Yeah, I'm getting as old as Marty Smith. Man, Marty's getting old, but man, I'm older than him, so I'm aging quicker than Marty is at the Ole Miss facilities. But the meeting that was supposed to be held at 9 o'clock has now been moved to 1 o'clock. They did have a, I guess you want to call captain's meeting, that is being held now with the guys on the leadership group at Ole Miss. And basically this comes down to this, and we talked about it in sports talk throughout the week. LSU folks in the know and with some power felt very confident almost from the start of last week until this second that they could land Lane Kiffin to be the new head coach at LSU. The problem with this is, if you know his history, nothing's easy, okay? And Lane sort of complicates things. And come on, you don't change the cheetah. He's always going to be that way. He sort of is one of one in how he handles leaving situations. And so it's become sticky now where a lot of people at Ole Miss are telling me he basically gave them the ultimatum. Either I coach in the playoffs or I'm going to take most, if not all, of my offensive assistants with me to LSU. You make up your choice what you want to do. Defensively, I don't think Pete Golding, in fact, I'm fairly certain Pete Golding will not come to LSU with him, even though Pete's a Louisiana guy and has heavily recruited Louisiana. He will not join Lane Kiffin's staff here. I would be absolutely shocked if Ed Orgeron is not on this staff. I think Coach O returns to LSU in some capacity on the defensive side, the football. But, again, nothing's easy when you're trying to land Lane and you just go back through that history of certain things. And Charlie laughs because I told him this last week and I told him this again during the week. Man, it's like Grandpa Munster signing them papers with that invisible ink. Until you got it signed, you really don't know. But every indication from everyone I've spoke to feels they are right at that moment to getting this done with Lane Kiffin. And they'll have to do it quickly because of the fact National Signing Day is Wednesday. They want something in place here, and they want to announce the new head coach tomorrow. Now, if I'd have told you this in September, you to put the cuffs or put me away. Just think about Louisiana college football. Marshall Faulk at Southern will be announced tomorrow, and the real likelihood, Lane Kiffin at LSU. But you bring it in Lane because your offense has been putrid the last 2 years. Jaden Daniels saved their bacon for 2 years in his unbelievable skills as a runner and also a passer. You had two first-round pick wide receivers, also two in Malik. And, you know, you just look at that whole situation. They were not able to run the football. You saw yesterday this team struggled so badly on the offensive side of the football and really waste, I think, an outstanding effort by the defense against Oklahoma. Lane Kiffin's the quarterback whisperer. He's an offensive genius. Offensive genius. There aren't a lot of those guys out there. But look, quarterback whisperer, look who he's had at Ole Miss. Matt Corral, Jackson Dart, who was a first-round pick in April. He's the starting quarterback for the Giants when he's healthy. Charlie and I were at Manning camp, and he asked me, Mike, who do you want to go interview? I said, that guy, Austin Simmons. You know why? He was playing for Lane Kiffin, and he was the projected starter. But he gets hurt early in the season, and a guy from Ferris State becomes one of the most dynamic offensive players in college football in Trinidad Chambliss. Think of that. In the last 5 years, what he's been able to do with those quarterbacks and his development of that offense and the pitch and catch game. But in football jeopardy, not many people would get this right. Over the last 5 years, Ole Miss has run the football every year more than they've thrown it. Every year over the last five. He understands the balance in this game, being able to run the football, and he got a stud there in Kwon Lacy, who just hammers teams running the football. So I think you brought him in because, one, he is box office. Two, he can fix your offense and put a certain dynamic to it that has not been there. His development of quarterbacks and also his balance of running the football. It's sort of the hidden trait in Lane Kiffin in that how much he emphasizes running the football. And all I know is this. You think over the last 3 years at Ole Miss, he's 32-6. People say, well, what has he won? He's won 32 games and he's lost six. That's what he's done at Ole Miss. And the last time Ole Miss had eight players selected in one draft class, which they did in April, and two of them were first-round picks, you got to go back to 1971, and Archie Manning was the second pick in the draft by the Saints. That's how long it's been, development of players. So you can see why they've done what they've had to do. LSU had four offensive linemen picked in the 2025 draft. Ole Miss in 5 years has had two. And look how they've run the football. I mean, that is something to say about Lane Kiffin. Defensive staff will be interesting to see how it pieces together. Again, I expect Ed Orgeron to be a big part of this defensive staff. But who is going to be the defensive coordinator? And will they keep Blake Baker? Bobby says it all the time. We talk about it so much on Sports Talk. You know one side of the football extremely well when you're the head coach, and that's offense for Lane. Who is he going to hand the baton to on defense? And I'd be really surprised if Pete Golding came to LSU with him. I think Pete's going to stay at Ole Miss. And but, again, I think Coach O will be back in town. We'll see all the ramifications of things, but this has to happen quickly. And that because of the fact, National Signing Day being Wednesday. And so, man, it puts Ole Miss in a tight spot, LSU in a tight spot. And we hadn't even talked about Tulane and what's going to happen with John Summerall, who basically is saying sort of the same thing Lane's saying. That, hey, listen, I want to coach the conference championship game, the American Conference Championship game. And we'll find out, I think, today, probably sometime this afternoon, exactly what happens with John Summerall at Tulane. Highly coveted now. And I'm sure Ole Miss now understanding that Lane Kiffin's going to walk. I'm sure they've made that phone call and see what's happening. Does he go to Florida, Auburn, where he's got certainly Alabama connections? But it looks as though Florida has stepped in tremendously well for John Summerall. Does he consider Ole Miss in this deal?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, Mike, I already went on my ramble about Florida and how they've already been treating Coach Summerall on Twitter, which I think is outrageous, but that's, and fans are fans. You
because
know
of Billy.
I know, but it's lazy. I mean, Mike, you
yes,
know more than anybody
I get
else. It is a lazy comparison from Florida fans. My question to you, though, going back to Lane Kiffin, talking about the winning that he's done at Ole Miss for the last 5 years in 2021, 10-3, 2023, 11-2, 2024, 10-3, 2025, 11-1. Destined for the college football playoff at Ole Miss. And I'll go back to, you know, a couple of different LSU reporters that we talked to. Zach Nagy had put it out there. This was always their top target. And the fact that it's looking like they're going to land him, that's great news for Virgil Osbury and the new leadership at LSU. But at the same time, like landing your top guy, bringing him in and being confident the entire stretch. It's been a quiet confidence out of LSU for basically the entire week. And then also from Blake Ruffino, when we had him on, Mike, and we interviewed him, calling him the best play caller in the entire country. That's what you're getting in Lane Kiffin, as you had kind of said, an offensive genius. But it's also, it just feels like such a good fit between Kiffin and LSU, especially in the new era of college football where it's a lot of recruiting with NIL and the transfer portal. It feels like Kiffin is one of those coaches that's destined to have success in this new era of college football, and that's part of the reason why he was LSU's top option, on top of being, as Ruffino had mentioned, the best play caller in the country.
Well, because a lot of guys sort of relate to him, and there's a big difference in age between an 18, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old young man and Lane Kiffin, but they think he's cool. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use that comment about Brian Kelly?
No.
Ever. And his relationship with players. Okay. He is unique on how he handles things off the field. He's unique. And all these LSU beat writers, get ready, Jack, is not going to be the typical head coach. He does things his own way. And when you're paying him that kind of money, he's going to be allowed to do that. But he got to win. Okay, that's why you're bringing him in. Brian Kelly didn't win enough games. That's why he's not here. In today's world, you have to embrace name, image, likeness, and the transfer portal. Charlie, how many times have we talked about this? Who embraced it quicker than Lane Kiffin?
Definitely not Brian Kelly.
Oh, Brian, he's talking about still, I'm going to have 90% of my roster with high school recruits. Come on. Yeah, that's not the real world. You have to have a bigger chunk of that in the transfer portal because you're going to lose people every year, and you got to replenish your roster because a lot of those young men come out early for the NFL draft. That's just the reality of the world we live in, and it's not changing. You're not going back to your grandpa's world or your daddy's world of how things are done. This is the new world. He embraced it quickly. I will say this, Charlie and Steve, that I think 2025 was the best coaching job Lane Kiffin has ever done at Ole Miss. Because I thought last year he had a stacked roster and they were going to get into that playoff series. And then he had an awful game against Kentucky, losing the overtime game against LSU in Tiger Stadium. But I thought that roster was better than the one he's got today. There's not a you know, in the 2026 draft, when you look at it, they don't have a top 60 player that's going to get picked. Zero. And look what he's done. 11 wins. He has squeezed all the vitamin C he could out of the orange with this football team, and they've played well. And it's really shocking how well they played on offense when you lose your starting quarterback, when you lose your ace receiver in Trey Harris, you lost a number of offensive linemen, you lost your entire defensive line. All four went to the NFL, three as draft choices and one as an undrafted free agent. Your leading tackler went to the NFL. Trey Amos, who spent a little time at UL.
Go Cajuns?
Yeah. He second-round pick. Okay, so you lost your best defender. And look at what he's been able to do. Really, the development of players and looking at it from afar and seeing Ole Miss has not had this type of run since I was a kid. And that ain't yesterday. To have this type of run with a head coach and be relevant again in college football. They did it for a little stretch with Hugh Freeze, but it's just been sort of hit and miss. Lane Kiffin put them back on the college football map. But at LSU, it's bigger game. Now let's see if LSU can finish it out and get him to put, you know, name to contract. And then that will start the ball rolling on a lot of things to get fixed at LSU. But mostly on the offensive side, the football, the intrigue is, other than Ed Orgeron, and I do think he keeps Corey Raymond as the secondary coach, of what his defensive staff will look like, because his offense is where his strength is as a coach.
Mike D, thanks for that update, courtesy of First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. Hopefully we'll have answers by the time the Saints finish this game today in Miami, Mikey.
I hope so, too. We might have two answers today. Yeah. Summerall and Kiffin, both today.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Rolling on here, the Caesars Sportsbook First Take, getting ready for Saints versus Dolphins. Bud Light countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon coming up, 10 a.m. kickoff, high noon right here on WWL, AMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking that break, be back with more right after this on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.